I suppose this is the man who brought us crumpled horns, Snorkax, said Ron. You don't believe it either? Harry asked him. Nah, that story's just one of those things you tell kids to teach them lessons, isn't it? Don't go looking for trouble, don't pick fights, don't go messing around with stuff that's best left alone. Just keep your head down, mind your own business, and you'll be okay. Come to think of it, Ron added, maybe that story is why elder ones are supposed to be unlucky. What are you talking about? One of those superstitions, isn't it? Mayborn witches will marry muggles. Jinx by twilight, undone by midnight. Wand of elder, never prosper. You must have heard them. My mum's full of them. Harry and I were raised by muggles, Hermione reminded him. We were taught different superstitions. She sighed deeply as a rather pungent smell drifted up from the kitchen. The one good thing about her exasperation with Xenophilius was that it seemed to have made her forget that she was annoyed at Ron. I think you're right, she told him. It's just a morality tale. It's obvious which gift is best, which one you'd choose. The three of them spoke at the same time. Hermione said, the cloak. Ron said, the wand. And Harry said, the stone. They looked at each other, half surprised, half amused. You're supposed to say the cloak, Ron told Hermione, but you wouldn't need to be invisible if you had the wand. An unbeatable wand, Hermione. Come on. We've already got an invisibility cloak, said Harry. And it's helped us rather a lot, in case you hadn't noticed, said Hermione. Whereas the wand would be bound to attract trouble. Only if you shouted about it, argued Ron. Only if you were prat enough to go dancing around, waving it over your head and singing, I've got an unbeatable wand, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. As long as you keep your trap shut. Yes, but could you keep your trap shut? Said Hermione, looking sceptical. You know, the only true thing he said to us was that there have been stories about extra-powerful wands for hundreds of years. There have? Asked Harry. Hermione looked exasperated. The expression was so endearingly familiar that Harry and Ron grinned at each other. The Death Stick, the Wand of Destiny. They crop up under different names through the centuries. Usually in the possession of some dark wizard who's boasting about them. Professor Binns mentioned some of them. But oh, it's all nonsense. Wands are only as powerful as the wizards who use them. Some wizards just like to boast that theirs are bigger and better than other people's. But how do you know, said Harry, that those wands, the Death Stick and the Wand of Destiny, aren't the same wand surfacing over the centuries under different names? What? And they're all really the Elder Wand, made by death, said Ron. Harry laughed. The strange idea that had occurred to him was, after all, ridiculous. His wand, he reminded himself, had been of holly, not elder, and it had been made by Ollivander, whatever it had done that night Voldemort had pursued him across the skies. And if it had been unbeatable, how could it have been broken? So why would you take the stone? Ron asked him. Well, if you could bring people back, we could have Sirius, Mad-Eye, Dumbledore, my parents. Neither Ron nor Hermione smiled. But according to Beedle the Bard, they wouldn't want to come back, would they? Said Harry, thinking about the tale they had just heard. I don't suppose there have been loads of other stories about a stone that can raise the dead, have there? He asked Hermione. No, she replied sadly. I don't think anyone except Mr. Lovegood could kid themselves that's possible. Beedle probably took the idea from the Sorcerer's Stone. You know, instead of a stone to make you immortal, a stone to reverse death.